About 4 years ago now, I was blessed with the opportunity to lead a pilgrimage to Rome, which happened to coincide with the ordination of some friends to the diaconate, and it was just a beautiful experience to be able to go back and to witness that and to share my experience with some other people. And one night I made the pilgrims go out to different restaurants into the city. I didn't want them to just eat in the hotel. That's boring. Like, go, have fun. I'll make your reservations and you can explore the city a little bit. And I took a few people with me, and in Italy, Dennis is a name that they cannot understand. It just doesn't work. Tried that, couldn't make a reservation with Dennis in the past. My last name was even worse. I said Conway, they thought I was Korean. I came in, it was K-O-N-W-E-I, so I didn't go with that. So I had to have a pseudonym to make reservations, and so I take these four pilgrims, including Father Jungi's mom, to this restaurant, and I said, I have a reservation for four for Dionigi. And they're like, of course, Father, your usual table. Wow. And it was just a delightful meal. We ate well. They were very kind to us. When people's first courses of pasta came out, they brought a little sample of what everyone else was having on a different plate so you could try all of them. At the end of the meal, the owner came over and gave us some free after-dinner drinks and a little dessert for free, and it was just delightful. And I hadn't been to this restaurant in 2 years, and even when I was there, I didn't know I had a usual table, so I was a little taken aback. But it was just this above and beyond service for which I was so grateful. And one of the things I kind of love about Italy and also didn't like is that tipping can be insulting there. They pay their servers a good wage, and if you like a meal, you leave maybe 1 or 2 euro just to say, that was really good. And I wanted to give more. I was like, that was phenomenal service. They were generous. They were kind. It was just exceptional. And now I feel like a VIP because I have a usual table, which has never happened before. But how often do we take that for granted? You know, you go to a restaurant or to a mechanic shop or something like that, and you just expect that. And we get mad. We say, it's your job. You should just do your job. And we begrudge tipping, we begrudge these other things, and we're not grateful because that's what they do. They should just do it. And so we don't have that gratitude in our heart that someone treated me well, that they worked hard for me. You know, I paid them. They should just do it. No, we take for granted what so many people do for us so often. When was the last time you thought back to your teachers in school or your professors and thank God for what they gave you? They worked hard. And yes, it was their job, but most of them take an interest in you. They go out of their way to help you. They want to pass on what they have so that you can have a better life. And yet we just take it for granted. And we walk away assuming they were just doing their job. And how often do we bring that same attitude to God Himself? We come here to Mass every week and we presume receiving the Eucharist. We presume the mercy of God in the confessional. And we just think, well, that's what God does. And so I'm glad it's there, but do we stop to realize how much God does for us? How much He has given us in saving us? And stop to give thanks? Do we stop to recognize the blessing in other people around us who sacrifice for us and work hard, even if they're paid, to make sure that we have what we need and have a good experience and are just generally kind to us? Think of those 10 lepers in the gospel reading. Their life was miserable, no doubt about it. Outcasts, ringing bells to let people know they were there. Nobody could come near them. And all of a sudden, Jesus heals them. He tells them to go to the priests and show themselves so that they can be cleansed and reincorporated into society. And, you know, I don't know how long they were out there, but it'd be easy to think, finally, it's about time. I'm going to go get my life back together and just move on like those 9 lepers did. But one of them had the wherewithal to recognize the blessings in his life and go back and thank Jesus. He didn't assume that he was deserving of this or about time or you know, I need to go and run with what I got. He took time out to be thankful, to be grateful. And for that, Jesus says to him, your faith has saved you. Brothers and sisters, God is good. It's kind of in his job description, if you will. He is rich in his blessings, and he blesses us with so much more than we could ever recognize. Even St. Paul in our second reading today says, this saying is trustworthy. If we have died with him, we shall live with him. If we persevere, we shall reign with him. But if we deny him, he will deny us. If we are unfaithful, he remains faithful, for he cannot deny himself. God is always faithful to his promises to us, even when we go astray and make his life more difficult, even when we turn away and reject the goodness that he has given us, even when we don't stop to give thanks. God showers down his blessings on the just and the unjust alike, because he cannot deny himself. He is good. It's who he is and what he does, and it is his job, if you will. But that doesn't mean we shouldn't be grateful for it. That doesn't mean we can go through life just expecting things all the time and not being grateful. When we come to Mass each week, and thanks be to God that we are blessed to have that opportunity to gather to worship and receive the Lord Jesus Christ in the Eucharist, not even each week, but every day in this parish, sometimes twice a day if we're really bold. How many people don't have that? And how miraculous is it for us to even once be able to come so close to God himself that we receive him as our food in the Eucharist? Do we stop and pause and recognize the goodness that's in front of us? Do we give thanks for it? Or do we just assume it should be there? When we walk out of the confessional, are we ashamed and just like, oh, I'm glad that's over? Or do we realize what God has done for us? He has washed away our sins and restored to us eternal life and the relationship with him. Do we realize the magnitude of what God is doing in that? Heck, each morning when we wake up, do we assume that we have another day and that this is just the way it is? Do we stop to realize what a miracle and a gift it is for each day of our life that God remembers us, holds us in being, and blesses us with whatever time and gifts we have on this earth? It can be so easy to go through our day just assuming that's the way it should be, presuming the goodness of other people and the goodness of God, and never stopping to give thanks. It's not about the gifts that we can give to God or the generosity that we can provide back in exchange. God doesn't want a tip. Think of Naaman and Elisha in our first reading. Elisha heals Naaman and he offers him all this gold and riches, and Elisha refuses it. But the gift that he allows is for Naaman to take the soil with him so he can worship on the land of God and give praise to God and thanksgiving for what he has received. Brothers and sisters, that is what God desires. He doesn't want a tip. We can't sacrifice anything that could make up for what he has done for us. And it's not an exchange of goods that he's looking for. But what he does want is for us to appreciate who he is, his love for us, and to return it in our gratitude, to accept the gifts that he has given us as a gift, humbly and gratefully, and to give him the praise that is due for it. That Elisha allowed. And that, brothers and sisters, is what we are called to do. Eucharist, we know what it is, but the word literally means thanksgiving. Do we take that time to thank God for what we encounter here, to realize the gift that it is and not to presume the right to it. Even in our own diocese, there are churches that struggle to have a priest every week. And perhaps in their parish, they get Mass every other weekend. We, even in this small area, are so richly blessed among others to have such access to the Eucharist and to God. It is worth giving thanks for. And not just to God, but to all the people who help us each day, who make it possible, who work in service, to our waiters, to the police and firemen and teachers and everyone else. Don't just assume they're doing it because it's their job. And even if they are, we should be grateful for what they offer. Brothers and sisters, there are bad things in the world. There is leprosy and plagues and imprisonment. But there is such more blessing, such rich goodness from God that we are all too blind to. May we be the one leper to open our eyes, to see what God has done for us, and to truly praise Him. Praise Him for His goodness, and stop fixating on what we didn't like. There is much more of one than the other, and that's why only one recognized it. May we have the faith to see God's goodness in our life, and to have hearts filled with gratitude every single day.